With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Overseas, still the same, but now President Biden meeting today with Jewish community leaders for the first time since Saturday's attack by Hamas.
This attack was a campaign of pure cruelty. Not just hate, but pure cruelty against the Jewish people. And I would argue it's the deadliest day for Jews since the Holocaust.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu and his top political rival, Benny Gantz, joined together to create a wartime cabinet to oversee the fight. Meanwhile, in the sealed-off Gaza, ruled by Hamas, Palestinian suffering mounted as Israeli bombardment demolished neighborhoods and the only power plant they have there ran out of fuel. Here at home, Minority Leader McConnell and Arkansas Senator Cotton unveiled legislation calling for the president to immediately freeze the funds which had been set to return to Iran as part of a prisoner exchange deal last month. Also at SRNNews.com, Republicans nominated Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise to be the next House Speaker.
First, I want to thank my House Republican colleagues for just designating me as the Speaker. Obviously, we still have work to do. We're going to have to go upstairs on the House floor and resolve this and then get the House opened again. We have a lot of work to do.
Now they must try to unite their deeply divided majority to elect the conservative in a floor vote. United Auto Workers Union significantly escalating its strikes against Detroit's big three automakers. They went on strike against a major Ford truck plant in Louisville, Kentucky this evening. In a surprise move, the 8,700 members left their jobs around 6:30 local time at the plant. And that plant makes profitable heavy-duty F-Series pickups along with large SUVs. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham's latest gospel festival was from Germany.
It took place over the past weekend in Essen, Germany, and organizers say more than 500 people made professions for Christ. Thousands showed up to hear Graham preach the gospel and listen to music from A-list contemporary Christian artists. The popular evangelist will round out the year with a gospel festival in Rome, scheduled for November 4th and 5th. He's already got trips to Mexico and Poland set for next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern released a new report on persecution of Christians in India. ICC says the rise of anti-conversion laws in that country make it illegal to convert or attempt to convert members of another faith. And those acts could be as innocuous as talking about heaven or offering snacks after a church service. They fall afoul of the laws. Prosecutions intensified since Narendra Modi's Hindu nationalist BJP party came to power a decade ago. SRN News. Let's get a Wednesday business recap from John Scott.
Stocks edged higher in wobbly trading as yields were mixed in the bond market, which has been Wall Street's main driver recently. The S&P 500 rose 0.4%. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell. That was even though a report on wholesale inflation came in hotter than expected. Economists say it may not be enough to force the Federal Reserve to raise its main interest rate again. Oil prices have continued to pull back from their spurt earlier this week.
The Dow ended the day up 65 points, closing at 33,804. The Nasdaq gained 96 points, finishing at 13,659. The S&P 500 added 18 points to shut off the highlights at 4,376. New York oil lost $2.48 to close at $83.49 a barrel. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.